Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Matt, would you start the introduction to the Rock and Roll Football podcast? It wouldn't feel right to start it when I'm not here.
It's already started, though. So I think you just.
I doubt they'll put this bit in. Surely they won't put this bit in.
Well, it's in.
It really
is in. Yeah, it's in. Yeah.
But how rockabout is this show?
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Football podcast. It's great to have you here. Another guest presenter this week.
Yes.
In the shape of Richie Firth, who Absolute Radio listeners will be familiar with it with. He has been here for 15 years.
I have.
Is it the whole of the 15 years? You were here when it used to be a different name.
I was for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks?
Yes.
Wow, so you were here, you were instrumental in the rebrand.
Unlikely. No, I was collateral in the rebrand.
It's amazing timing, though, isn't it? Yeah, well, we celebrate your 15 years on this radio station.
Thank you.
By letting you have a go on Rock and Roll Football this afternoon.
Do I get to do an impression in the absence of 40?
Yeah, we could have done a seance of the living. We didn't, but feel free to do it now.
Who would you like me to do?
Everyone's got one impression. I seem to remember you being quite good at a few different ones back in the day.
I did a few different ones.
What would you say your best one is?
Alan Hansen's coming to mind. He's not very current.
No One Track Back, Men Were Left Unmarked. Everyone could do an Alan
Hansen. Apart from you.
Okay, come on, then. Let's hear it.
Unbelievable.
It's a one-worder.
It's a one-worder. They're often the best.
I'll do another one for you, see if you can get this one.
Okay, see if we can guess what it is.
Okay.
Whoa! Sorry. Are you clearing your throat before the
impression? Yeah, here we go. Well, it's a long way to go for the season, but I firmly believe that we've got it in us. If we can keep Calvert-Lewin fit.
It's Sean Dyche.
It's Sean Dyche, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Doubles up as Leona Graham. Utilitarian.
Wow.
She won't hear that. She's not listening to this.
People will tell her.
They wouldn't do that.
Her spies were all out there. It sounded like a cartoon dog to me. But I suppose in many ways, Dyche does sound like that. The worm-eating
Dyche Ruffalo, does. It? Leona doesn't.
Yeah, yes. No, Leona doesn't. Of course not.
Should we get underway?
Yes. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
To preview what is going on in the world of football this afternoon, the one, the only, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, so many exciting 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Yeah, it made me do that scary João Cancelo post-match interview face he did at Barcelona recently. Genuinely shocking. What a treat to have long-suffering gooner Richie Firth with us this afternoon so we can witness his agitation live as Arsenal travel to Bournemouth, a game that I'm pretty sure causes some inter-family beef with Richie's own son, having recently played for the Youth Academy at Bournemouth.
Yes.
Whose side will Daddy be on today?
Arsenal.
We ask. Okay. Also, who will be in goal for Arsenal? Raya or Ramsdale? He's gone for Raya, hasn't he?
Begins with an R.
With the old groundbreaking approach to shot stopper rotation from Mikel Arteta this season, Bournemouth boss Andoni Iraola actually used to be childhood friends with Arteta, both from tiny Guipuzcoa area of northern Spain.
They something like that.
For the same youth team, Antiguaco.
Something like that.
At the same time. Alongside Xavi Alonso. What an under-10s team that must have been. Tiny Tots tiki-taka. All I had in my under-10 side, Aztec Colts, was a lad called Stacey, who had a trial with Notts County. Then those are boys called Aaron or Aaron, who, like me, were average. Of all the people to comment on the sad felling of the Sycamore Gap tree this week at Hadrian's Wall, Eddie Howe was asked to best comment at the Newcastle press conference, just because they're vaguely based in the north. He'd never been, but it made him feel sad. Great insight. Well, after his Magpies sliced through the blades 8 times last weekend there at home to Burnley, speaking of the senseless destruction of a once proud giant, Man United are also in action today. Ten Hag's reign of mediocrity continues. They're at home again, like they are in every cup game. In fact, they are at home to the same team they played in the Haribo Cup on Tuesday night, Crystal Palace, who they beat 3-0. Man City are out of the League Cup but are still top of the table going into their game at Wolves. Rodri still banned after strangling Morgan Gibbs-White. Elsewhere, an improving Everton at home to Luton. West Ham take on Sheffield United in David Moyes' 900th league game as a manager. And speaking of landmarks, now in its 15th year on Absolute Radio, the mixture of music and goals dreamt up by Chris Evans in a bathtub many years ago. From Russ Williams to Jim Proudfoot, Perry Groves, Ian Stone and Ian Wright, Rob Beckett, Pete Donaldson, our friend Matt Ford, raise a glass to all those who sailed in this good ship over the past 15 years of rock and roll football. And it's live.
It's a work of art. It's Matt Dyson.
It's good to be here with you, Matt. It's been a mission to get here.
Oh, hasn't it? What a day. No, I mean, so when they have train strikes, there's normally like the odd one running here and there, but there's nothing today.
No, absolutely nothing. And for the three of us, Matt, myself and our producer Liam this afternoon, we've all undertaken great efforts to get into...
I hope you appreciate this, wherever you're listening.
Well, not just the listeners. I do hope the Premier League footballers...
I thought you were going to say our boss.
No, no, we know that's a lost cause.
And the Premier League footballers, yeah. Someone's got to communicate what they're doing to the masses, haven't they?
Well, there's not often this many 3 o'clock kickoffs that we've got this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that we've all yomped over fields and dales.
Yeah, I mean, I've come from the south coast via car and tube train.
Yes.
You've come from where down via car and tube train?
Tube train, yes.
The producer Liam's come all the way from Banbury.
Yes. Yeah, car and tube
car
train.
Car and tube train, yeah. And a lot of walking, and it's been a massive schlep.
Yes. This is not my normal pastures, so I don't want to tread on any toes. When there's a big golf tournament going on, do you guys also keep an eye, an ear on the golf amidst the football as well?
Traditionally, I don't think we do. But when Ian Wright used to do rock and roll football, it was all he watched when he came in. He used to come in and watch the golf. Because footballers love golf, don't they?
They do.
All Premier League footballers obsessed with golf.
Ryder Cup, obviously, this weekend. Current latest score.
Yes.
Europe leading
9.5 to 2.5. And the Americans aren't wearing caps because they're upset about not being paid, isn't that apparently? Yeah. It's a weird game, isn't it?
Yes. Europe only need another 5 points to regain the Ryder Cup, which is very exciting.
So could that happen this afternoon during the show? Could they win it? are you an expert on golf? Because I'm not.
I am. And I think the mathematics says no.
No, it could be.
Because there's only like...
close.
There's four matches, and if they won all of them, they'd get 13.5 points,
okay, right,
which would render tomorrow undramatic.
Yes, okay.
And Sky would probably be kicking themselves. They've only got one game of Premier League football then. But there
yes.
we go.
Yeah.
But I love the concept of continents taking each other on,
nice,
which is something that football doesn't do.
No, no. Well, I suppose we do some charity ones that were like the rest of the world versus the best of Britain.
True.
That's happened before, I think, hasn't it?
I think there could be an idea for like a Ryder Cup football match.
Oh, yes.
Europe taking on the States.
That would be amazing, yeah.
The European team.
Europe's easy.
Yeah. Very easy to put together.
Yeah, we've got a lot of all-star players that you can put in there.
Let's park the idea of the Europe one. Who are we putting in the United States All-Stars football team?
Oh, this is going to be a hard one to fill. 11 places. My mind always goes straight to Roy Wegerle.
There we go. The founding father.
He must have been one of the first Americans to play in the top flight of the English football. An absolute legend.
Okay, well, look.
Coventry City.
I tell you what. Look, kick off for all the 3 o'clock games. We're 10 minutes away, but let's have a little bit of fun. Build your American football team around Roy Wegerle. Okay, so he's a fixture.
Yeah.
Got 10 other slots to fill. Greatest Premier League footballers that were American. Stick them in there.
And it's sort of all-star any era. This
yes.
is a dream team of American greats. And there's a lot of good suggestions coming in. John Hawks, straight in. The first name in on Twitter from Phil C. Chapman Phil.
Slightly later than Roy Wegerle, but still going
John
back a little
Hawks
bit.
John Hawks was a good one. Yeah, very nice.
Peter Roofer texting in Christian Pulisic.
Of course.
Very much more.
He's genuinely talented.
Yeah. What are you saying about Hawks and Wegerle?
More for the cult figures than the, than the really good American players. But the goalkeeper's an interesting position, isn't it?
Certainly is. I mean, modern day Nottingham Forest goalkeeper.
Yes,
you've got Matt Turner.
Yeah, formerly of Arsenal. He looks pretty good.
Yeah, current US number one goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more Casey Keller.
Ooh, former Millwall shot-stopper. Casey Keller. He's got it's a lovely ring to his name. He sounds so American.
Yes.
Casey Keller.
Yeah,
exactly. I love it.
Matt Turner just could be... He could be English.
Because I was thinking Brad Friedel, but he's not... He doesn't sound as good as Casey Keller.
Tim Howard should get a nod too.
Tim Howard, very good chat. They had a lot of good goalkeepers.
They have.
It seems like that was one of the positions on the field the Americans excelled in.
But the goalkeepers are probably rejected wide receivers, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's an NFL link somewhere, isn't there?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Glory Hunters on the show. Matt, this is something where you guys follow a team.
Yeah.
And you will do so until they lose, and then the team that loses becomes the team
that's
that you hunt.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster ride around different grounds in the lower leagues. We can never get out.
And it's Macclesfield, I believe, at the moment.
It is indeed, yes.
So, Matthew, please, take us to Macclesfield.
I will, yes, to see the Silkmen of Cheshire at the Leasing.com Stadium, formerly known as Moss Rose, but they've changed it for sponsorship reasons, Leasing.com. Obviously, if you're into leasing, they're your people, presumably with vehicles. They're in action today in the Emirates FA Cup third round qualifying against the Warrington Rylands. So we've got to back the Mac lads again today. Now, famous people from Macclesfield. Surprisingly, quite a lot coming from there. Stephen Morris, the drummer in New Order,
right,
is from Macclesfield. Some names in music. Ian Curtis, of course, from Joy Division,
yeah,
also from Macclesfield. It says here on this list that I've got of famous people from Macclesfield that Peter Crouch was born there.
Doesn't sound very Macclesfieldian, does he?
I thought he grew up in Ealing, I must admit. I'm fairly sure he came from Ealing, but apparently born in Macclesfield. They're the big hitters, really,
right,
in terms of like
how
people.
Many weeks have you been on Macclesfield?
he's born in Macclesfield.
Wow,
isn't he?
Well,
had it confirmed now. There's quite a lot of other famous Macclesfieldians, but
save that for next week.
I don't think we've ever really heard of them. I certainly haven't. Someone here called Mr. Methane. Was he a wrestler?
Mr. Methane?
Yeah, a British flatulist, a professional farter who'd been performing since 1991. What the hell is that? I've never come across him in my life.
I thought you'd mispronounced flautist, and they're actually a wind instrument, but it's of a different form.
Wow, what a thing to do for a living. Amazing stuff. But Mr. Methane is from Macclesfield, and we're backing them today.
And the latest score amidst all of that?
The latest score is 0-0. We had the latest update 4 minutes in. There's been a succession of corners, but nothing's actually as they look to turn the screw in the opening stages. But it's still Silkman 0, Rylands 0.
Another astonishing goal in the Premier League.
The Hatters are chewing up the Toffee Men and spitting them out in their own backyard. Luton 2-0 up at Everton. Colton Morris with the second of the afternoon, and that is not looking good for Everton.
I'm acutely aware that anything I say could be replayed on the Home Time show on Monday afternoon.
Shall we call Andy Bush and get his instant reaction?
It would lose the licence.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
And there's big news for the Silkmen. They actually went a goal down against Warrington Rylands, but 4 minutes later, up pops Alex Curran with an equaliser to level the scoreline with a composed finish after a wonderful first touch, according to the Macclesfield Twitter feed. It's the Silkmen 1, Rylands 1.
And a point in the golf in the new format that I am trying to put onto the show today, Rock and Roll Golf.
Rock and Roll Golf is happening.
I'm afraid it's a point to the United States in the Ryder Cup. Ludvig Åberg and Victor Hovland have lost 4-3 to Sam Burns and Colin Morikawa. So it's now 9.5 plays 3.5 to Europe.
Is this a comeback?
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. But we're trying to put together an American soccer team.
Yes, we are.
To take on Europe.
Yes, one entry has come from Kathy and Toby driving down to Brighton for Kath's birthday. Happy birthday, Kath. Alexi Lalas for the US.
Got to be here.
Of course. I mean, remiss of us not to have mentioned him already. Quite a few people on the socials posting pictures of him. An iconic look, really, wasn't it?
Do help us build this team. A recap: Casey Keller in goal, Roy Wegerle, Alexi Lalas. Am I missing that we've got in the side as well? Oh, John Hawks!
Of course, formerly of Sheffield Wednesday.
Please.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Let's cross to the Leasing.com Stadium for the latest, and it's not good news for the Silkmen, I'm afraid. They were awarded a penalty in the 38th minute. Keeper guessed the right way to stop Alex Curran's effort. It's still 1-1. They've missed the penalty.
It's Rock and Roll Football, Saturday afternoon on Absolute Radio. We're putting together an American soccer team that could take on a European team in Ryder Cup football this afternoon. Casey Keller in goal so far. Roy Wegerle up front. Matt, where are we playing the likes of Alexi Lalas?
Alexi Lalas is centre-back, isn't he? His imposing big ginger hair and huge goatee.
And John Harkes?
Harkes, I think he's like attacking midfielder, I seem to recall.
Okay. Some new names for the side, I see.
Yes, there's quite a few coming in. Clint Dempsey. How have we not done Clint Dempsey yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's genuinely good. There was a point when he was really good, wasn't there, in the Premier League?
Fulham and Everton, I think, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah.
Another attacking midfielder then, he's in.
Juice, I don't know if that was his nickname, Clint Juice Dempsey. Oh. People are saying that that is his nickname. Also, Claudio Reyna is a good shout. Paul, who's texted in, he was at Sunderland in the 90s. Claudio Reyna?
Yes.
Yes, I can vaguely remember
him. He's got a decent son playing for Borussia Dortmund, who I signed in Football Manager
can
for Arsenal.
Can we have him as well in the team?
We're looking for Premier League players.
Yes,
so.
Of course. Okay, right. We'll just have Claudio then. So there we go.
Claudio Reyna, midfielder. Please, we've still got a few spaces in the squad. Defence is looking light. It's the latest one-man's defence at the moment.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Suggested manager, by the way, on text, Matt, of Jesse Marsh.
Oh, yes, of course. The real-life Ted Lasso.
Yes.
He has to be the guy. Oh, he was amazing. He was such fun, wasn't he?
He was.
He's not in the Premier League anymore.
Got quite a spine of a side at the moment. Casey Keller in goal. Yeah. Alexi Lalas, Claudio Reyna, John Harkes, Clint Dempsey and Roy Wegerle. Any names to
really
add, Matt?
Really good. I can't believe we haven't Kobe Jones yet.
Yes.
Former Coventry City winger.
Going back, right. Kobe Jones going out on the wing.
Old school. Kobe Jones one, and there's just lots of different suggestions coming in from here we go former Everton striker Landon Donovan.
Yes,
how they could do with his goals today.
Yes,
actually he's such a typical Everton striker. I don't think he was particularly prolific. Carlos Bocanegra.
Carlos Bocanegra
coming in here.
Was he a
these
fullback?
Are amazing. These are amazing coming. Yeah, does it? Can he? We're playing defence.
Well, he is
can.
Now because that's where he's needed in our.
Wow. Eddie Pope is another suggestion.
Never heard of him.
DeMarcus Beasley.
DeMarcus Beasley. Where did he
remember
play?
Remember him. DeMarcus. Right wing.
Right wing.
Actually,
great.
We've got a lot of wingers. Brian McBride as well. Oh, Brian McBride. Yeah.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
What a goal. All in caps with 3 exclamation marks. At the Silkman on Twitter, John Rooney receives the ball from 25 yards out and unleashes a spectacular strike to beat Luke Pilling and find the top corner. Macclesfield have come from a goal down. They're now 2-1 up.
Looks like more facts on Macclesfield on the show. Matt, we have a completed side. We just need to decide on a captain.
Yeah, we've got it. It's complete. It's been put together. We now have a social media slide. Shall we run through?
Please do. In the absence of any further goals in the Premier League.
Casey Keller.
Yes.
Lovely. DeAndre Yedlin in the defence alongside Brian McBride. Alexi Lalas, who we've given the captain armband to. Carlos Bocanegra. In midfield, Clint Dempsey, absolute legend. John Harkes. Kobe Jones. DeMarcus Beasley. Up front, Roy Wegerle and Landon Donovan. With Jesse Marsh being given the nod as manager just ahead of Bob Bradley. That is a decent team.
Great work, Rock and Roll Football listeners. FIFA, give us a Ryder Cup of football, please.
Rock and Roll Football podcast done.
Do we have room for one more impression at the end
please.
Of the podcast?
Yeah, we've been desperate to hear more. I mean, we thought that we'd reached a zenith in terms of a lowness of impressions when you did your Deitch one. But
what have I missed that you do?
Well, I don't. Fordy does the impressions.
Right, I know. I mean, Fordy does them.
The only impression I can do is based on his impressions, where I do a Keir Starmer based on the Metropolitan Police. And it's basically me doing an impression of Fordy doing an impression.
Very good.
So, but yeah, I mean, you know, everyone can do like a Mick Jagger or a
yeah, Mick.
Everyone can do.
I'll do one more footballing one. What's the current one? Current footballing one.
Well, I mean, you could do Mikel Arteta. Can you do a Mikel Arteta? Is that would that be offensive?
Would it be offensive? Well, it depends how good it is, does it?
Yeah.
You haven't heard it.
Okay, well, let's have a go then. Let's
okay. In this moment.
I'm already offended.
Okay. Sorry, Spain.
In this moment.
That's it.
No, that's good. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I won't be back.